Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast, or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults. Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. No, Wednesday that I'm recording this. Welcome to another episode of UniTherapy. If you are new here, my name is Emily. I am the host of this podcast, and I am here to help you through all your mental health ups and downs. Quick disclaimer that I have to put at the start of each episode is that I am in no way a licensed professional therapist. These are just kind of opinions and tips and everything formulated from my own experience with mental health issues, therapy, everything like that. And I'm just here to share my knowledge with you guys. If you are not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen to the episodes. It absolutely means the world to me, and I'm so excited about this family that just continues to grow. And yes, I love you all so much. So let's get into this episode. So if you're new here, I start off each episode with what I like to call my life breakdown. And that's basically where I just kind of update you guys on what's been going on since the last time that we chatted, which was last week. I've been on a good consistent schedule. We used to upload on Mondays, and now it's record on Mondays and upload on Wednesdays. However, this week has been a little crazy, and I've been a little bit running around like a chicken with my head cut off and stressed and busy, and so I didn't get to record until Wednesday. So a little last minute, but nonetheless, still an episode. So life breakdown. If, as always, you guys want to share your life breakdown with me, or just say hey, or you need help with something, or you have a question, or literally anything, always, always feel free to shoot me a message on Instagram. Both the podcast Instagram as well as my personal Instagram are linked in the description of the episodes, as well as the description of the podcast. And I absolutely love when you guys send messages on there. I actually had a girl who just started listening to the podcast this past week who messaged me, and we're chatting now, and that is just the absolute best feeling, getting to talk to you guys, hearing that what I've been saying and the episodes that I've been producing like have have helped in some way, and have brought you some sort of peace or feeling of comfort, or, you know, that have provided a safe space. Like, that is the absolute and only goal of this podcast. And so to hear that, is incredible, and that just warms my heart. So please, please send me messages. I absolutely love them. I will always respond. Possibly not quickly, because I'm not always on my phone all the time. However, I will respond as soon as I see them. So yes, always shoot me messages on there, and let's chat. So, starting off the life breakdown with some very exciting first little point. It is the weekend, guys. This is the weekend that I am seeing Harry Styles. I've been talking about it pretty much in every episode for the past, like, month. And I am so, so excited because it's finally come. I leave tomorrow on a plane. The concert's Sunday. I am so unbelievably hyped. I'm meeting my best friend in Tacoma on Sunday. She'll get there on Sunday, and it's gonna be a good time. We have our outfits and everything. We're gonna look so good. We're gonna, you know, make all sorts of new friends. I'm very excited. It's gonna be such a good time. I also am so excited to just see my best friend Katie, because I saw her in October, and so now I get to see her again in November, which is absolutely great. We love getting to see our friends. Yeah, so I'm excited. I can't wait to fill you guys in on how the weekend goes next week. And yeah, so that's that. What else do I have to share? So I talked last week or 2 weeks ago about that I was doing this, like, detox thing with my mom. Monday was the last day of the detox. And so yesterday, on Tuesday, I had a cup of coffee for the first time in a month, and I was so excited. Like, that, the serotonin that cup of coffee brought me, that cup of coffee plus listening to Christmas music, because now it is now acceptable, because it's November, and if you disagree with that, I hate to break to you, it's the holiday season, boys and girls. Christmas music is allowed. So the amount of serotonin that brought me is just, oh, that was great. Forgot how much I adore coffee, but yeah, so that was last day of my detox. It went really well. I really enjoyed that. I feel great. I really have had, honestly, the past couple weeks have honestly been a real pickup for me, and it's just great to see that how I have been treating my body and trying to heal my body has been working to pick up my mood and to pick up my productivity and motivation and just overall, you know, the overall vibes, if you will, have just been picked up, which is so great. And if you're in a position where you are not feeling the vibes, let me tell you, it's okay. We all get like that. And it will get better. And make sure that to pick up the vibes and increase the vibes, you are treating your body and your soul and yourself with kindness and care, and you are healing it. So make sure to heal and treat yourself with kindness and love. And on that note of, like, it's been the lots of productive and high energy and high mood weeks, it's this week is the busiest week that I have had in a while. There's just been so much going on every day, because I was on set on Monday. For those of you new here and don't know, I'm an actress. That is my full-time job. The podcast is like a little side hustle thing. So I'm an actress for my main career. And so I was on set Monday. And so I didn't really get to get anything done around, like, work here or, you know, chores or, like, anything like that. And then yesterday I was just had so much to do. And then I had like 5 different places to go and like errands to run. And then today I am a film student at NYU, but it's like in this online program that they have. And I have my capstone project due on the 21st, which is close, you know, because it's November, but it's a short film, and so I have to film that today because I waited till the last minute, which is what I always do, because procrastination is honestly key to my motivation, but like we're not going to talk about that. So I had to do that, and then I have to do my laundry, and I have to pack, and I have to like do all the things, and then I leave tomorrow, and it's going to be a busy weekend. And let me tell you, if you haven't heard this before in episodes, my social battery is incredibly small. It drains incredibly fast, and it takes about 3 to 5 business days to fully recharge. So after this week, this is like, and that 3 to 5 days to recharge is like after one day of socialization and like busyness. So that battery is going to need a solid like 2 weeks to recharge after this week and weekend. So if you know me, after this weekend, I just like don't talk to you for 2 weeks. It's not personal / I'm not dead. I'm just not answering anyone. but that'll be fun. It's been super crazy, super busy, kind of stressful, but I honestly like a little bit of stress, within my weeks. I don't know. It makes me, makes me feel like a proper adult. I don't know, but like, I like a little bit of stress, which is good. This week is definitely providing that. So that was all good, but it's been a good week. On set on Monday, I made a new friend, which was great. We love making new friends. And that is the third friend I have made in Georgia since moving here in May. So we've bumped it up to 3, guys. Which kind of provides a great little segue into the episode and kind of the meat of the episode for the day, which is, if you didn't read the title, Thriving Without a Big Friend Group. And let me tell you, I am the expert in this topic. I've never been a person that has been super popular and had a bunch of friends and like goes out to all these events during the weekends, and like I've never been that person. And like if you sometimes feel that you're like not thriving because you don't have this huge friend group and you don't go out to all these parties and do all the fun things with, like, I get it. Again, I am in that boat. I have pretty much always been in that boat. And especially, I think if you are a young adult who decided to not go to college, this can be especially elevated. Because if your friends from high school like go to college and they make all these new friends, and then you see them partying and like hanging out with all these people and blah blah blah, and you didn't decide to go to college, therefore it's harder to make friends. Like, you might feel like you're failing at a social life. You might feel like you're missing out all the time. Like, the FOMO is probably absolutely real. And trust me, I get it. I 100% get it, because that's truthfully the boat that I am in now. And it's because I decided to not go to college. You know, that wasn't the path for me, because I hate school with a burning passion. And so I don't regret it in that sense, but like sometimes you might regret it if you see like all these people hanging out and making all these new friends, and then so like in your mind you're like, oh my god, I'd have so many more friends if I had gone to school, or if I had been in a better situation to make friends. Or, you know, even if you're in school but like you're just not quite that social, so you don't have quite as many friends. Like, there's all these different scenarios that could make you feel this way. And let me tell you, that's completely normal, and you're not alone, because I'm in that boat, and I can bet that there's so many other people in that boat. So, you know, it's okay. And I think it also revolves around, there's like, you know, events or holidays or like something where you're going to see a lot more of that on social media, and then the FOMO is going to go way up, and then that's going to really start kind of making you feel down. And so like this happened, especially for me this past weekend with Halloween, because like I didn't have a big friend group to go out and party with. I wasn't in school, you know, with all the frat parties. Like, I didn't have the opportunity for those parties. And the most frustrating thing for me is also the friends that I do have moving to a new state and, like, you know, not necessarily having very many friends, the very few that I have are all older than me and are of legal drinking age. And I am not yet. I'm so close, but I'm not yet. And so, like, the fact is, like, they were, like, I got invited to, like, go out to a club with my one friend. And I'm, like, it's not an 18 and up club. Therefore, I can't get in because I'm not 21 yet. And she was, like, oh, shit, like, sorry. And I'm, like, it's fine. And so, like, I have all these opportunities, but I'm in this weird middle part of, like, young adulthood where you're like an adult, but you're not quite old enough to do all the fun adult things yet. And it gets frustrating because you're like, oh my God, I could do all these fun things and clubs and like bar hopping and like blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm not quite there. And it's so frustrating when you're so close, but you just not quite. And so like, that's how I was on Halloween. And then like all my friends who were in college and were like going to frat parties and like with their big friend groups and like, you know, so it gets more frustrating the more that it's Halloween or, you know, maybe Thanksgiving people have plans or Christmas or like, you know, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day, like, you know, things like that where people are prone to post more about their social gatherings on social media. And that can really just get you feeling down. And I'm not gonna lie, like I did in fact feel down this past weekend because I saw all my friends at parties and stuff, and I didn't do that, and I went to see a movie with my mom, which, like, no shame in that. I had a great time seeing a movie with my mom. We saw Dune, therefore, I got to watch Timothée Chalamet. Like, in no sense was that a bad time. I had a wonderful time. But, you know, it's just, like, it's just a weird age, and if you're not in school or if you move to a new state for school or just move to a new state in general, it just gets difficult, unfortunately. However, we're going to talk about how to resolve that and or make yourself feel better about it, because that's what we are here for. So, like, let's first talk about that, the fact that in no way do you need to have a lot of friends to live your best life, to thrive. Like, I feel like there's always this correlation between like this huge friend group and being popular to like a good life. And that is in no way the how it works, and I think we all tend to think like that, but in reality there's no logic behind that, which I just think is funny. But you know, I really do think that, and especially I think in high school, that's kind of drilled into you. Maybe not so much in college, like, I'm not sure. But let me tell you guys about the high school thing, is that most of those people who were super popular and, like, the cool kids, most of them peaked in high school. So, like, it's okay. Or, you know, sometimes there's, like, people or will have that huge friend group, but then they realize, like, hey, that's, you know, maybe it doesn't matter as much, and then they don't have as many friends in college or out of school, and, like, it's then, but then there's that, like, it brings your mental health down when you're thinking about that, and you're, like, comparing, like, high school to after high school, and, like, blah, 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 you know, there's all these things, and there's all these mindsets, and popularity does not equal a good life, if that makes sense. Like, And I used to think like this. And especially, let me tell you, my senior year of high school, I had a goal. I started this goal in the summer. And I was like, I'm going to be that bitch in high school. Like, I'm going to be popular. I'm going to be homecoming queen. I'm going to be like all these things. I was like, I'm going to get all the boys to like me. And I did. I lost a bunch of weight in the summer before going to my senior year. Like, I got my hair all colored. I got, like, really hot. But then I look back and I'm like, whoa, you were trying way too hard, Emily. That didn't look good on you. And to be completely honest, and I had talked to my sister-in-law about this, actually, the last time I saw her in August, we talked about, like, I got incredibly shallow. Like, it was actually looking back now and kind of remembering everything, I became a very, very shallow and very, very vain person, because that was all that my mind was set on, was this goal of, like, being this popular, hot girl, you know? Like, that was literally my only focus. Like, my grades were dropping because of that. I didn't care about that. Like, school, I didn't really care about my future at this point, because I was so fixated on this one thing, which I look back on now, I'm like, that was so silly, because in my mind, I thought if I could get super hot, if I could get super popular, if I could get a boyfriend that's like a really hot boyfriend, I would be happier and my life would be better. And guess what? It wasn't. In no way was it better. And to be completely honest, that was probably when one of the points when my mental health was the worst, was because I was so, so hyperfixated on this one incredibly shallow goal. But there was that correlation of popularity and happiness. And so that was horrible. But now looking back and being in that experience, is that I had that big friend group when I was doing that. I had that popularity. I didn't get the hot boyfriend. That never came, which I was like a little disappointed about. But so, you know, I had that, but in the end, I actually ended up pushing away the people that were most important to me because of how incredibly horrible I got. 'Cause I got like all these friends and I was like, whoa, I'm so popular. I have so many things to do every weekend now, and like people are inviting me out. But my friends that I actually had the closest connections with and were the most important people in my life, I ended up straying so far away from. So far away. And almost losing them. Like my best friend, Katie, that I always talk about, that I'm going to see Harry Styles with this weekend. In this, and we've talked about this before, I'm like, it was in that moment, like that first part of my senior year, like we lost our connection. Like, it almost got to a point of we weren't even friends anymore, really. And that was completely my fault, because she didn't want to be around someone who was that vain. And I understand, because I wouldn't either. And looking back on that, I would have hated to be around myself in that moment because of how fixated I got on that shallow goal. And so, you know, yeah, sure, I became popular. I got a lot more friends, but it came at a price. Which I'm glad ended up, you know, I was able to reverse that and fix it and get my really important friends back. But, you know, that's what happens when you kind of let your friend group and your popularity and the amount of things that you're doing on the weekends and how often you're going out, when you let that run your life and when you let that dictate your happiness. Because with a smaller group of friends, with a few really good friends, and you know, and then you can have some more acquaintances, but like you're gonna have a better connection with those people that are just like you, who have two or three or maybe four friends. Like you're gonna have a much closer connection with all of those than if you had a group of a bunch of friends, you know. And in the long run, those really, really close connections are the ones that are going to get you through life more, and are the ones that are more important, and are the ones that are that lifelong, and those people who are by your side no matter what. And so that's what's really important and to remember. Yeah, so that's kind of like my motivational, inspirational, it's okay if you only have a few friends pep talk. And so my next point is that yes, there is the downside of when you only have a few friends and none of them can hang, that can sometimes suck. You're like, well, what do I do now? Like literally the two people that I know can't hang out. So like, what do I do? That is okay. It is a-okay. Cause you know what you're going to do? You know what you're going to do? You're going to take yourself out. And we talked about this in last week's episode. Take yourself on a date. Take yourself out on a date and treat yourself the way you deserve to be treated. And like, just have a good time. Do the things you want to do. Eat the foods that you want to do. Maybe, you know, go take yourself to the beach. Take yourself mini golfing. Take yourself on a drive. Like, you know, take yourself on a date and really try to learn to appreciate alone time. Some quality alone time with yourself is so important. It's so important. Because you're going to be drained if you are hanging out with people constantly. If you're constantly around people and you never get a moment to yourself. Because we need, as humans, we need time to sit with ourselves and with our own thoughts and decompress. So take yourself on a date. Treat yourself to you know, a self-care night. Do whatever you want. Because guess what? When you're by yourself, you don't have to cater to what anyone else wants to do. You get to do whatever you want to do. Which is really, when you look at it, that's a 10 out of 10 opportunity. And that's a great confidence booster. Allowing yourself to have that alone time. Allowing yourself to take yourself out on a date. And, you know, maybe go in public by yourself, go have a meal by yourself. That is a huge confidence booster, because doing those things that kind of scare you a little and kind of, you know, tip off your anxiety just enough, but not too much, because you don't want to intentionally give yourself an anxiety attack. But doing those things that scare you just a little bit are great, because the more you do them, the more comfortable you're going to get with them. And then it's a huge confidence booster. It helps the anxiety. And overall, it's just really good to take baby steps outside of that box, to dip your toe into that water for a little bit, come back in. And then when you feel ready again, dip it in again, maybe put the whole foot in, you know, like baby steps are the key. But nothing incredible ever comes from your comfort zone. Because those amazing fireworks, life-changing moments and opportunities and like things where your life changes, those happen outside of your comfort zone. And so you need to start baby stepping outside of it if you're wanting magnificent things to happen. So remember that. That's my favorite quote that I've ever read. And I'm not sure who said it, but amazing things never come from your comfort zone. So remember that. That's what I remember every time I have to do something that I'm terrified to do. So that is my advice on that. And here's the thing. I really understand wanting to make more friends, but struggling with that. Like you're a very social, here's what I call myself. I'm a very, very extroverted introvert, to where I want to be that outgoing person. I want to be that person who talks to random people and makes new friends. I want to be that
person who's so confident. However, I have social anxiety. I have, you know, regular anxiety. And that, so having that kind of, in my mind, that kind of fight every time I'm like, want to do something that would be like a confidence booster, but also I'm like, oh, what are people going to think about me? You know, that's hard. But sometimes you really want to make more friends, but you just really struggle with that, or you aren't in an optimal environment like that. Cause like me, I'm not in school anymore. Therefore, it's going to be harder to make friends. I'm not in a normal job where I'm seeing the same people every day and I can make friends with that. You know, I'm in a weird environment. So like, if you're also in that, my tip is that whenever you're out in public, whether you're grocery shopping, whether you're, I don't know, getting hair done, whether you're, you know, at the park, reading a book, at the library, like whenever you're out in public, try starting conversations. Try, and a lot of times this can stem from you literally just extend a compliment to someone. And it can be the tiniest compliment, like, oh my gosh, I really like your shoes. I've found that when I'm out like that and I see someone that I'm like, I could potentially want to be your friend or at least like make contact in some way, I try to compliment in some way. And this is also, again, that kind of, it ticks my anxiety a little bit because talking to strangers is scary. However, if you continuously do that, you're going to feel more comfortable talking to these people. So I try to give a little compliment when I see people. And it also, it just, most of the time, it makes the other person feel good. And they like to get complimented. You know, and so it's kind of a win-win in most cases. But then, you know, sometimes if they're also a person who's, you know, likes to talk or whatever, it can lead to a conversation, which sometimes can lead to you making new friends. So, you know, just try it. Next time you're out in public, give someone a compliment. Give a couple people a compliment. Just do what you're comfortable with starting off. Again, baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. But tell someone you like their shirt. Tell someone you like their shoes. Tell someone you like their backpack, like just little things that could potentially spark a conversation, which could potentially spark a friendship. That's my tips. So yeah, and look, at the end of the day, I get it's hard to see people on social media who have all these friend groups and they're, you know, going every weekend to parties and they're going doing fun things and they're going on vacations together. It really sucks to see that if you feel that you don't have a lot of friends. But what we have to remember is that social media one is the sole reason that FOMO is even a thing. And you also have to remember that social media is a meticulously crafted highlight reel of our lives. We pick and choose exactly what others are going to see into our lives. It's like we have this window and curtains that we choose how much they open. And we choose that when they open, however much, what's going to be on that other side of the window. What's going to be presented. It's like, the best way that I can explain it is it's like when you have a Christmas tree and, you know, it's up against the wall and you only decorate that front side because that's all that people can see. There's no need to decorate that backside if it's against the wall. No one's going to see that. So we just decorate that front half. That's exactly what it is with social media. Those sides of us that are dark and not so pretty and don't make us seem like we're living our best lives at all the time, that part is up against a wall. And we're only showing that front part of ourselves that's pretty and decorated and lit up. And that's where we are. Every time we post on social media, we are choosing what others see of our lives. And so, yes, while someone might
seem like they have this perfect life, like they have it all together, like they have all the friends and they do all the things and they have so much money. That is what they want you to think. That is exactly what you want. They want you to think, because that's exactly what they're showing to make it look like that. And everyone who has ever been on social media is guilty of this. There's not a single person who hasn't, you know, looked at a post before posting it and been like, hey, so what are people going to think of me when I post this? And so that's the other thing you have to remember when you're scrolling. The next time you're scrolling through Instagram, through TikTok, through whatever, it is seriously meticulously crafted. It really is. It is an art form, honestly, social media and the fact that we show our lives exactly how we want to show our lives. And so you just never know anyone's story, truthfully. So always be kind, but always keep in the back of your head that, hey, they look perfect, but they probably aren't, because no one's perfect. No one's perfect. No one's life is perfect. No one's body is perfect. No one's, literally anything is perfect. No one's perfect. No human is. We wouldn't be human if we were. So the next time you're scrolling and you're starting to feel down, remember that. Maybe check off social media for a little bit. And remember that somebody else's life that they've crafted on social media for me to see how they want it to see. And remember that most of the time when you also post, that's what you do. So it's okay if you feel left out. It's okay if you think that someone else, you know, is more popular than you, because everyone thinks like that. Everyone thinks and feels like that sometimes. Even those people who you think have that perfect life and are so popular and are so just have these incredible lives, they probably don't think so. And they're probably, you know, when they're scrolling on your Instagram or when they're scrolling on other people's Instagrams, they're probably thinking the same thing. When they're having to sit at home, and because they didn't have any plans for the night, and they see someone else like that, they're like, oh, dang, like, I'm not doing anything. You know, it's human to feel left out and to feel like what you have isn't good enough. But that's why it's so, so important to start each day with gratitude and to even in our darkest days, really thinking of things that we're grateful for, because there's always at least one thing. There's always at least one thing. So always remember that. Try to do social media detoxes. Try to get off if you start feeling bad. And try to follow accounts too that make you feel good about yourself. Don't be following accounts that every post you see makes you feel bad about yourself, makes you feel bad about your life, makes you feel bad about your body image. Like, those accounts aren't worth it to follow. If you are someone who really struggles with seeing that meticulously crafted social media feed, like, try to either, one, not get on social media, or two, follow people that are real and show that they have bad days and show that they don't feel perfect all the time and show that they're home on a Friday night in their pajamas at 8 p.m. Like, follow accounts that only radiate positivity and create a good feeling in your brain. And just always try to remember that no one's perfect. And no one's life is perfect. And there's always someone that's looking at you and thinking, wow, I wish I could be them. Even if you don't think it, there is. And no matter what, all of you matter so, so much. And you're all so incredibly loved. And I want all of you to remember that if all you did today was just survive, that is incredible. And I am so proud of you for doing that. Because the thing is, what you do in a day, how much you get done in a day, that in no way defines who you are. In no way. So, on that note, I love you all so, so much. Please keep fighting and holding on and continuing to try and be kind to your brain and your heart and your soul. And I love you so much. And I will talk to you next week.